Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's up, good people? It's your girl, Dale Cows, back with another episode, episode 4. And this time we were talking about shedding the layers of life as we grow. Get ready, win the day, because the day is won. Let's go.
Gotta win the day, it's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Nah, I gotta win the day, it's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait.
What's up, good people? What's up? What's up? We are here with another episode. What's up?
Hey.
Can I call you Deshaun right now?
Yes, please. Okay. Address me as such.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. We have your favorite co-host, Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we're about to get into this topic. It's going to be a good one, as they all are. So before we get into it, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm giving about an 8.59-ish. We're going to stay at 8.5. Just because I'm kind of at work.
Yeah.
And I am running up and down these stairs. And, yeah, but no, nonetheless, I feel great. So, yeah, about an 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm about a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm about a 9. My standard 9.
Standardized.
Yes.
9.
My standard, okay. 9. That's where I am. And we are about to just jump right into it. So with life, as we talked about last podcast, we talked about coming healed and then like also the process of growing in life. And with this, we are piggybacking in a way on that same topic, but talking about shedding the layers of life, hence the name of the episode.
Yeah.
So like, as we grow, at least to us, to me, you shouldn't be the same person that you were from years ago. And if you are you really growing and shedding? Like, if you're still that same person from high school, are you
now,
really?
If you're still that same person from high school, I just want to encourage you to seek some guidance. Because I was in high school, how long ago?
I don't know, but
I graduated 12 years ago, I think.
2012.
Yeah, so I graduated 12 years ago. And, baby, these people don't even know me. They know nothing about me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know how I look, seriously. Like, people from high school see me, and if they are saying that I don't look the same, you got to know that they don't know you.
Yeah.
They didn't know you then.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point, because also as we, like, not even just with age, our experiences make us like look different.
Mm-hmm.
We look different depending on what our aura is and what our light is and like what type of life are we living? You know, are you living a hard life? Because some people live hard and rough.
Whew. I know.
And they look much older, where some people are living, you know, they don't look like what they've been through. And some people look like what they've been through. So it just depends on like the way that you are, you know, living your life. Yeah. So, yeah. And there are those people out there that are the same people that they were in high school. Like, for instance, I feel like if you're an adult and you're a messy adult, you always got something going on. It's always drama. It's always something. I feel like you were that messy girl in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was never that messy girl in high school. you know, some aspects of me are the same, just being like you're the core person of who you are, really kind of that really doesn't change, you know, unless like you've changed your core from being a bad person to a good person. My core was good, so I'm still like this solid human being. But if you were messy in high school, or no, if you were messy, if you're a messy adult, I feel like that's just who you were in high school. Yeah. You were that.
And it's so crazy because now that we started saying it, it's like some of the things will be the same because not to toot my own horn, I always been an it girl.
Yeah.
I'm an it girl now. So it's just like some things you just get better with time, exactly. For real. But then when we say like changing, it's like she said, being messy or being like, you know, like those people, girl, she used to steal when we was in high school. Then you see a mugshot, she done got, it's armed robbery these days. You know what I'm saying? So like, not to the extent of how far I just went.
That was extreme.
But seriously, life can be, can hit extremes like that, like real quick.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Life has different extremities, and that was one. Armed robbery. He starts somewhere. Okay. Stealing Skittles in school. Now this armed robbery. Wow. Okay. But yes, but that is true. Just to, you know, keep going off of what you were saying, like in a little bit of what I said earlier, some people look like what they've been through and some people don't. So when I say like shedding the layers of life, that's how you don't look like what you've been through, because you're just, you know, growing and you're letting go of the baggage. Again, I'll bring up the song Bag Lady by Erykah Badu.
You gon' hurt your
The lyrics
bag.
Hit. You gotta let go of the baggage. If you are dragging around bags, you're gonna look like it. You're gonna look tired, stressed, and like you are 10 years prior to who you are.
Stuff.
Man, you're gonna be looking 10 years more than your senior. And it's just, yeah, so you gotta shed.
And I'm gonna hit this point, because as we talk about shedding layers, I was one of those people who would say, oh, that's just me, or that's just me, or she got an attitude, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? And a part of me shedding layers is I had to actually, like, maybe like 4 years ago, and honestly, I'm gonna say, like, getting with D, seriously, I had to realize that just being that mindset of that's just who I am, that's kind of like a toxic trait. You feel me? Like, yeah, we don't want to call ourselves toxic. Not saying that I'm a toxic person, but for me to always say, oh, that's just me, and I don't try to work to see another way of life, that's a problem. So I really had to get myself out of the that's just who I am, and to be open, have an open mind, and be open to experiences for real. And that's how I am able to shed and actually continue to grow, because I've got out of that mindset. Like, no, if somebody says something about me, I literally internalize it. If I feel like I did something to someone, I internalize it or whatever. Now that's just me, or because I don't want to be that person where it's just, that's just Shay. Mm-hmm. 10, 15, 20 years down the line, oh, that's the same Shay, just Shay. And that's where we get to that high school to the adult life where that's just me. I haven't changed, haven't went nowhere, haven't shedded nothing to grow anything, haven't cleaned out the clutter in my mind to accept new knowledge and stuff like that. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes, and you make a good point about internalizing things. That is a very good point, because it's very important how you internalize. Sometimes people internalize things and they encapsulate it, meaning they never let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you should do is internalize things and free yourself, and that's how you grow, that's how you shed.
Mm-hmm.
If you just internalize something, which most things, that's what we do. We either internalize it, get pissed off about something or offended or whatever. So now you're like halting your growth. You're messing up a relationship or whatever the case may be. But you have to remember that I have to let it go so I can grow, so I can see differently and see new. So yeah, that's, you know, it's all about how you internalize things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what helps us go out through life and become that better version of ourselves, because there's always a chance to have a better, you know, version of self.
Okay, boom. How you just hit on the don't basically stop. What's the point that you just made?
About it's the way that you internalize. So when you internalize something, don't capsulate it and just halt.
Boom, right there. Okay, that gives me to what I was, how we was talking the other day, and I was like, when it comes to my heart is my heart. My heart not gonna change because somebody did something to me, or like say I'm in a relationship. My heart, since if they did me wrong, they cheated on me, that's not gonna make me feel like I'm not gonna love I'm not gonna get in a relationship no more, or I'm not gonna be open to love and stuff because of what somebody else did. Because once you do yourself like that, you do yourself a disservice.
Yep.
So if you don't want to love no more, love is not gonna come to you. So you're really doing you're deading yourself within certain situations, and that's how you lose in life. Like a lot of people, if you give people money on the side of the road, you see that you drive and you see that they buying drugs, you gonna stop giving money to everybody? Like, no, that's not how it works. It's like you just have to give and be open to giving and opportunities, and that's how things are reciprocated.
Yeah, you're responsible for your heart, your actions, not anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
So what other people do with the information you give or with the things that you give and things like that, that's on them. It's not really any of your business, even if you are the person that is giving and doing and things like that. So keep that in mind. But moving on, when it comes to shedding and how we were talking about becoming the better version of yourself, a lot of times we forget that we have to get to know who people are, especially those who we are already in a relationship with, whether it's a partner, friendship, siblings, parents, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to get to know the people in your life, because everybody is going through different things at different times. You're not the same person that you were when you were 4 years old. A piece of that person is still with you, but you're not that baby anymore that was under your parents' roof, you know? And they aren't that parent that they were when you were under their roof. So you have to reciprocate the getting to know one another, relearning who they are, because at the end of the day, you become a better version of yourself. Hopefully that's what you're doing. And sometimes, even on the flip side, some people become worse versions of themselves. You still got to get to, like, how do you know that you can't trust this person anymore? You got to get to, you know them again. You have to relearn, because people change, like we change draws, like, you know, and people grow into different things. People just change, whatever the case may be. And that's also a reason why a lot of times relationships change. They either, you know, they grow, you outgrow, whatever the case may be. That, and you know, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, getting to know, that just brings me to, like, the other day on Twitter, I had seen somebody has said, are y'all scared to make friends in your 30s? And the first place my mind went to was, don't get me wrong, I don't have like a friend group. I don't have that. But like, I'm just thinking like, am I scared to make friends? No. But I rather strengthen relationships with the people that's already around me.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally where my mind
went. That's a great point.
I'm just like, new friends? No, I just rather build adult friendships for real. Cause like me and Shelby, hey sis, but me and Shelby, like we're super close or whatever, but where we could be closer, it's like, bro, let's get closer. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's just like, that's a part of like adulthood and shedding and growing as well. I rather strengthen my relationships around me
that you already have,
exactly, than to make new friends. Because to me, making new friends, that's a full-time job.
It is. And getting into that, on your point about like working on the relationships that you already have,
mm-hmm.
and the friendships that you already have, I second that, because I just see like relationships are, I wouldn't say they're hard to maintain, but you can only do so much at one time with all these different things. I've never been somebody who, I know a lot of people, but as far as like my friends, like I only have a small core friend group. I know a lot of people because my friends also know a lot of people, but you can really truly only maintain so much. That's just straight up. I mean, even with family, like,
yeah.
Am I a significant part in every family member's life? No, because that's unrealistic. Do they know who I am? Do I bring smiles and a good time when we see each other? Yes. You know, everything isn't for everybody and everybody isn't for everything. Everybody, or everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you're going to see this group, like I'll see this group of cousins for this, or I'll see this group of cousins for this, or I'll see all of my cousins at once for this. Like, everything isn't for everyone and everyone isn't for everything. That's just, so to answer the question, are you afraid to make friends in your 30s? No, I'm open to having great relationships. But like you said, let's, you know, hone the ones that we do have and focus on that. And what is supposed to come will come.
That part.
You know, naturally. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
You know,
shoot, speaking of like relationships, a part of shedding layers of life can come with, you know, outgrowing people in relationships. Like, once you shed that dead weight, sometimes you figure out that people are actually some of the dead weight that you need to shed.
Yeah.
And because maybe, like, for whatever reason, it's you just don't mesh anymore. Our worlds don't collide peacefully anymore. You may bring chaos to someone's life. Someone may bring chaos to yours, like whatever the case may be. It just doesn't mix. Now it's starting to be like water and oil. It's just not working. It's not working. It's not mixing unless you shake it. And that shake isn't fun. You can't shake consistently. So it's just like,
but
yeah.
But as soon as you stop shaking, it's going to separate.
Exactly. So, and then also that's a great visual and a great point, because I love the relationships that I don't have to maintain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I just keep shaking this, that's how I make this water and oil kind of, you know, mix in a way more. But what about those relationships that you can sit down, you don't have to do too much with it, and you get to pick up right where you left off, and it's like, wow, nothing ever changed. You didn't feel any kind of way because I didn't call you, or because of this or that, and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's just the relationship maintains itself because we're going through life, we're experiencing things, and we are shedding bit by bit by bit. So I think that's also a very key point in shedding and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And then again, the relationships where you feel like, or you don't have to maintain, when it is a problem, like if someone do have a problem with you not calling back and stuff like that, is that even really a healthy relationship? Because just like, let me be.
I feel like the healthy relationships are those that you can truly be yourself. And I don't mean like, if you're a shitty person, then you obviously need to work on that. Like, just straight up. But if you know good and well, like, you're a solid person, you're good to people, you don't mess with people, you're not bringing no extra weight or baggage to anyone else's life, those relationships where you can just be you and you're accepted for that, those are the best relationships. It's also best when you have a friend group or a type of relationship where somebody can call you out for not being the best that you can be, especially when you're in an intimate relationship too. Like, oh, I think you can do better. I think we can, you know, I need to see more. Where's the romance? I need a little bit more. Perfectly fine. You know, those are the healthy relationships that you want, not the ones that somebody is nagging or always complaining, because you are who you are when you're just chilling and
kicking
not doing
back.
Anything. Yeah.
Don't want to do much. Don't want to go out. Don't want to do this. Don't want to eat that. Yeah. Man.
Yep. And then through that process, through that process about like the calling back and doing all this other stuff or whatever, or like quote unquote the checking in. So it's like, even if you are checking in with someone and, hey, what's up? How are you doing? Or whatever the case may be, however you check in, you know, it's been a while. We need to catch up, or like whatever the case may be. Checking in is completely different from getting to know somebody, because 100%. Like I said, those relationships where you don't have to do much to maintain it. We may not talk every day or every week. You know what I'm saying? And with that, that means that when we do see each other, when we do spend time, it's quality time. And we are literally getting to know each other by getting caught up on each base of life and seeing what this is and so on and so on. It's not just a check-in of texting, hey, how you doing? If you haven't been around me, do you really know me?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can. Sometimes there are those relationships where people, it's just a really good relationship. We may not even see each other all the time. But at the end of the day, when we do see each other, it's literally pick up where we left off. And now we're about to talk about everything from the last time we, you know, left off. Mm-hmm. And wow, like, okay, I appreciate you telling me this. I see this. I see that you've grown, pop, 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 so on and so on. But just the checking in, just, oh, hey, what's up? What you doing today? Even if you can even meet up with somebody at a bar, so let's meet up and have lunch. That don't necessarily mean that you're getting to know them. Yeah. And it's kind of a weird area, but.
See, getting to know, you really have, it have to be set in stone that it's intentional, it's genuine, that you really want to build a closer relationship or actually really get to know somebody, not just hang with somebody, not just being around somebody, because you can be around people and still not know them.
Hence, exactly,
family.
Yes,
that's where it comes to,
exactly,
the family. Because like where I am, how we have family functions, da 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 da. It's like I feel like certain people in my family don't know me, or have, you know, forgot, or I ain't even gonna say forget, because you don't know me. You feel me? But you don't know how I am in certain areas, or you think my same attitude that it used to be is this on this topic or this on this situation, when it's not. Because it's so much stuff. How I used to care about so much stuff, and now I don't care about half the stuff I used to care about, because it's pointless. Mm-hmm. And I've literally learned that it's pointless. But being like I said, being around people don't even mean that you're getting to know them. Getting to know them is, look, I want to go here with you. We chop it up, and then this is, oh, consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
consistency.
Yep, for sure, consistency. And also, one of the ways, because it's a very, you know, weird place, I think learning someone as we grow in relationships and things like that in our life, mm-hmm, I think it comes natural.
Yeah,
I think it really does come natural. Like if you're just that type of person who is very genuine and you're not around someone with a persona of, like, for instance, when I get around my little brother and sister, my persona isn't just I'm here to be big sister, so I'm only seeing through big sister lens. No, I'm Didi. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. So when you come and tell me something, you're not coming and not necessarily just telling your big sister, you're telling Didi. And Didi gonna give what Didi gives, and that's genuine, keeping it 100, gonna be honest. That's what she gonna give.
Well-rounded
and I'm going
advice.
To yes, and I'm going to give Didi to anybody who is around me. That's what you get. I don't give you, oh, I'm your cousin. Yes, I'm your cousin too, but you're gonna get Didi. I'm your daughter, but you're gonna get Didi. So I feel like a lot of times people come as their title.
Exactly.
And that's what stops them from learning who you are and seeing your growth. Like, your parents can't come to you as I'm just mom or I'm just dad. Come to me as whatever your name is, Sally. Mom's name is Sally. Come to me as Sally. Give me who Sally is. Don't give me who mom is all the time.
And then don't come, if your name's Sally, mama, don't come to me as Sally. Come to me as Sal.
Yeah, or whatever.
You gotta come correct.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what, like, whatever you're, who it is, like, come, you have to come other than your title. Come with who you are. That's how you get to know people, because you will treat people like the person that they were from 10 plus years ago, 2 years ago, five years ago. You'll end up keep treating them that way because you're coming as a title. You're not coming as who you actually are. And people be, they have these personas.
I got chills. You,
I got cool.
With that,
yeah, I got them too. They come as a persona and not as just being who they are. Like, why are you around me with this aura over you? Are you, is anything that I'm saying actually sinking in?
Exactly.
Or are you responding? Are you listening to respond instead of listening to what I'm actually exactly saying? That's how people just come as who you are, not the title, not the persona of the title.
Come as who you are, because that, and okay, so boom, come as who you are. And then that's how us adults, like I'm speaking to the 20s and the 30s, you feel me? Us adults, it's like when we get in certain ways with our parents and like certain people, and it goes just back to, we have to look at them for exactly who they are, not as my mama, not as my uncle. No, you have to look, who is this person to everybody? How have you always seen this person? Not just my uncle, not just my dad, not just my mom, not just my aunt. No. Who is this person to? And that's how you really start to see people and treat people as who they are.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's growing pains as well, because you may not be ready to see your parents or your sisters for who they actually are. It might actually clash with your big idea of family. Wow. My mom and my dad are the greatest people that I've known, and they've done so much, and boom, boom, boom. And then you get older and you're just like, wait a minute. Something.
Why was you really doing all that?
Wait.
Really,
I thought you were this and you're actually this, and I still love you. But now I have to go through a process of, you aren't who you said you were.
Man.
And you know that saying, do as I say, not as I do. There's a reason they say that.
That's a reason.
So you have to stop seeing people as the title, and the title has to stop coming as the title. Come as who you are. And a lot of times parents don't even realize they do this. Siblings don't. People, regular everyday people, I don't give a damn what the aspect of the relationship it is. Come as you are. And a lot of times, even with intimate relationships, this just dawned on me. With intimate relationships, a lot of times when you either feel like you've stunted your growth in the relationship or whatever the case may be, it's because, scratch all of that. Now you know how they say, okay, do what you did in order to get the person, keep doing that in the relationship, right? Some people can't do that because they came as the person trying to get.
Yes.
So it's like, now that I got you, I don't know how to do those things, because those things aren't really who I am. I didn't use who I am to actually get you. Now we're at a state in this relationship where I feel like
I don't even know who
I don't know who I'm with. And healthy relationships go through, I don't know, like, not necessarily I don't know who I'm with, but dang, I feel like we need some time, you know, that's cool. But I'm talking about straight up, now it's a completely different person, because at the end of the day, they showed you a title. Mm-hmm. They showed you boo, baby, little yeah.
And you feel me? It's crazy, because I said this on a podcast, on one of the podcasts we did a while ago, that you'll literally be 20 years down the line and don't know who you marry, and yes, then lost yourself.
That was last podcast.
Yeah, you've lost yourself. You don't know who you are because you don't even know who you're with. And it's like, who do I lost? Be? Just a confused relationship.
Yeah. And you really get lost in a relationship by not respecting who you are, and also just blindly following the person that you're with. And some people may believe that, religious folks, you're the head of the head needs to switch sometimes.
And then when we talk about it, when we talk, okay, boom, that's like the non-healthy way, right? Mm-hmm. But when we talk about the healthy way, learning yourself and shedding certain things in relationship will still leave you confused, because you're learning this new person. Exactly. You're becoming. And I feel like I'm more so kind of getting out of that stage, because I'm like doing a lot of work, and it's just like, not that I don't know who I'm with, but I'm learning this new me. So do D know who she's with? Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and like, the answer to that can be like yes and no. Like,
exactly. That's a real answer, because we are learning
who you are.
We are learning you as I'm becoming this new person. You have to learn this new person.
Exactly.
And as you're becoming more and more, I have to learn more and more. Like, mm-hmm. it's you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And then at
y'all times, life be life, yes. Okay?
And then speaking of that, also said this last podcast too. It's like now we're getting deeper into like the topics that we hit on last episode. Mm-hmm. And I love that for us. But and for the listeners and everything. But it's like as you get to know who you actually are, as your partner gets to relearn and shed and learn and shed and so on, and y'all do that for each other, y'all reciprocate. There's also a time where you realize, is this the person that I'm supposed to grow old with and do this dance with, or has the dance stopped? And a lot of times people stay too long in relationships, and that's when it becomes toxic, or the relationship hasn't changed enough or evolved enough, and you're staying there and now it's toxic. It can be also that same way in regular other relationships, not just intimate relationships. When the mother and daughter relationship fails to evolve and the daughter is becoming an adult, mother does not accept that you're becoming an adult. It's hard for child to accept that you're not just my mother, you're a human too. That relationship can and will become toxic. Mm-hmm. Same thing with mom and dad, dad and son, dad and daughter, son and mother. That relationship can and will become toxic when it fails to evolve. We have to see each other for who we are, and we have to show up as who we are and not just the titles. That's one of the biggest things. And as you shed and experience life, I feel like it becomes easier to do, because as you shed, you're letting go. You're not holding on to all that baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's that on like outgrowing, you know, relationships and spending that genuine time with people. Like, that's just spending genuine time with the people, not the title. But you can't do that if they don't show up as something other than the title. So it's a two-part relationship. It's not just, oh, you deal with them this way. They also have to show up as something other than the title. They have to show up as themselves. But you just keep on putting in the effort. But whew, man. That was a mouthful, an earful, an eyeful,
a cupful.
Yes, okay. Everything.
And then, we say all of this to say, do you really care enough to learn you? Do you care enough to learn you?
Or care enough to learn them?
That part.
Like, what? And but those who do care enough, I will say, will have better relationships. You'll be able to accept the way that it is, and also reap the benefits of the growth.
Mm-hmm. But that goes like I said on the podcast, I don't know which way, but that goes to, do you like this person as well as love them? Because love ain't enough. You have to like the person to actually want to learn them, to actually want to get to know them. You have to learn to like yourself to want to get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. So like you one of those people who always had insecurities about how you look and about how people treat you, or you're not this and this. Yeah. Baby, you have to actually take some time and tap into.
Okay, because that love and like is two different things. Sweet. Love doesn't make you do right by people. Mm-hmm. Like does.
Like
if I like you, I fool with you, it's gonna help me do right by you and make sure I don't do anything that's going to offend, or make sure you always good.
Yeah.
Love is just how you feel about them.
Yep.
You know, it's your emotion. The emotion is love. But liking somebody is just, that's what helps. That's the difference between, honestly, some really great parents and some parents who are just like, you know, mediocre, just, you know, here, help you survive. But some people don't really like their kids.
Not for real.
They love them all day. Yeah, you're going to love them.
I don't know if y'all know who Queen Key is, but she got triplets. And people, like, during, like, her Q&A, people ask her, like, how are you able to do this with no dad? How are you not worried about the dad? She was like, baby, these my kids. She said, I like my kids. She said, I like to be around my kids. She said, I look at my kids like my three little partners. She was like, I like my kids.
Yeah.
She said, it's a given that I love my kids, but I like my kids. I like to be around my kids. I like to see them laugh. I like to see them try new foods. Like, I like my kids.
Yeah, and some people aren't even aware enough to even sit with it. And you can grow to like somebody, just like you can grow to love somebody. But I will say that where like can supersede love, like is enough to make you eventually love somebody. Yeah. Just because you love somebody doesn't mean that you will eventually like them.
Hello.
You have to put in the work again, genuine time, as you shed things of life, like what is really happening here? What do I like being around? Who do I like being around? What is that like? Do I like being around myself and alone by myself?
That, who like, are you when those do doors close? Enough?
Yes. Integrity. Do you have integrity? A lot of us don't. That's just straight up. So yeah. So what?
And what? I just have a quick thing when we talk about integrity, because it was like 4 a.m. the other day. I was on my way home, and this dude literally ran three red lights back to back, and I'm just like in a car, like, he have no integrity. He have no integrity. Like, why would you run three lights? Like, because nobody else is on the road.
Yeah.
Like, and that is so funny. I literally was like, yeah,
that's integrity. That is integrity. But yeah, so we kind of already touched on this, but how does it feel being treated like the person you were years ago?
Like you ain't did nothing for yourself.
Like, it hello, wake feels up.
Like
people, it's like a slap just, in the face.
It makes you feel like people feel like you haven't grown.
That part.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like being treated like, don't treat me how you think that I,
Yeah, and see, now, like, on a deeper level, why does it trigger that thing in you that, why does it trigger that feeling of, I don't like that
because you don't so see far. My growth?
Yeah.
Within myself, I've came so far. I don't even show up as who I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's just like, I'm not going to say it's so much trigger me because it, I ain't gonna say it don't trigger me or it do
yeah,
trigger
it makes
me because it does make me feel some
type
of way.
That's the trigger.
But then again, it makes me look at them as, should I even be around you? You know what I'm saying? If you don't even acknowledge the person that I am, but not saying that I need the acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it could be like very confusing. But like, it's a confusing feeling.
Also, I think it could be possibly like saying, I don't need the acknowledgement, because it sounds weird saying I need the acknowledgement. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the acknowledgement will feel much better and we would have a much better relationship.
Okay, well, I think I might need the acknowledgement.
Yeah, and that's okay because we're human beings. Like, you know, it's like, goodness, it takes more energy for me to have this relationship that's completely one-sided because you think that I'm another person that I grew away from, that I've shed that part of my life already, and you still think I'm there. That's frustrating.
And that just goes to show it was no growth on the other side.
Man, yeah, and it triggers a frustration because, like you said, I've grown so much and I'm not being acknowledged for that growth when y'all was acknowledging that I was messing up.
Hello.
You feel me?
Hello.
Yeah, so it's just talk like, to you're going to acknowledge when I just wasn't that great of a person. But now I've done all this growth and it's crickets. No, I need the same acknowledgement. Bring the same energy. So
What sexy say? Make some noise. What the? Like, make some noise.
Yes. Man.
Yeah. Life be life.
Yes.
And it feels good to just go through life and learn and make mistakes and learn from your mistakes. And it really does feel amazing. Like what they say is greener on the grass ain't greener on the other side. The grass is very, very green on this side of growing and healing.
The thing is, the grass is green where it's tended to.
Yeah! The grass is green where it's tended to.
The grass is green where you allow it to be green. But as long as you're paying attention to what somebody else got going on, yours gonna stay looking a little pale.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
That look crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Not fluffy.
Because you're probably cool. Matter of fact, your grass is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Come on. Tend the garden. Come on.
Tend it.
Come on.
Speaking of tending the garden.
Come on.
Baby, my garden is growing. I don't think I've been on here since the last time we planted the garden.
We haven't.
Hey, y'all. Ooh,
she's so loud.
I'm so excited about the garden. It's strawberries, okra, basil, two types of tomatoes, lavender, rosemary. It's just so
watermelon.
Much. Watermelon. It's so much beautiful things. And over the last 3 weeks, the growth.
Yes,
the girl. And it's like it's a reflection of me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's a reflection of us because as we grow, every day I go look at the garden, it's growing. It's
different and you can see it. And that goes to the reminder of the inspiration for this episode. My nephew, our nephew, he came to me last weekend. One morning he woke up. He said, "Hey, Didi, my bottom of my feet are peeling. My skin is coming off. It's falling off." And I said, "Yeah, mine does that too. It's the season." You're growing. You're becoming a big boy. You're growing. So when I get older, I'm not going to be this person, like, you know, and I'm like, you're going to have the same body, but it's just going to get better. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better and wiser and so on. So then later he comes in the room with me and Shay, and then he just like kind of says it out loud, but in his own way.
Yeah, because I asked him something. He's like, "Yeah, and Shay, my feet are peeling. They're sweating and they're peeling because I'm getting bigger every day." And I'm like, I literally internalized that. I was outside and I'm just like, my feet is peeling. They're sweaty, but I'm getting older. And the bigger I get, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. That is the older you get, the more you learn. You're always in the business of shedding something. This baby is 4 or 5. Person is 5. And he is talking about shedding.
And
repeating it because the seed was planted in him an hour earlier by his aunt, because you get big, baby, it's gonna happen.
And that curiosity of a kid, that freshness, that's something that we all need to, as we get older, we still need to have that same fresh curiosity. Like, he came in really curious. "Hey, Didi, my feet, my skin is falling off. It's coming off." Like, he was very concerned and curious. And the reason why it sunk in is because he genuinely respects what I say. And also, he was genuinely concerned. He was genuinely into it. So we need to keep that type of, like, genuineness and curiosity, the curiosity of a child. That's what we all need to have, and that's how we continue to shed and become better upon layers.
Basically being a forever student.
That part.
Always be a student. That once part. You shut yourself off from being a student, it's like,
yeah,
what are we doing?
The wise man knows that he knows nothing. So keep on trying to know things. But we have come to the end of the road of this episode.
All the way home.
And with that,
to the end of the road. I kind of sounded good. Y'all let me know.
But as we're at the end, we have the segment of the blanks of the month, the faves of the month. Mm-hmm. So, fave book, drink, food, affirmation, and song. So would you like to go ahead and just run through yours first, or would you like me to run through mine first?
Well,
we can just kind of give them. We don't necessarily have to elaborate too much. Just
okay. Well, book, the Living Book of Nature.
Yes, that's the green book, right?
Yes. Okay. Me and Taryn call that the Nature Bible. Mm-hmm. She have parts. She's actually reading part two. But food, I just have to give. I have to pop they shit right quick because Rolling with Mila on Instagram, I've been following her for a while, right? And her daughter Isis, her daughter is a rapper, like, you know, they're real pretty women or whatever. And they go on tour and they make candy grapes. That's like one of their specialties. They make spicy bowls and candy pig lip and all of that stuff. I don't eat the pig lip. But baby, I pulled up the other day and got the grapes, and I got an apple. When I say the grapes are top tier, 10, 50, 50, whatever you want, that's what it is. Because baby, those grapes, and then they are frozen, so you just let them sit out a little bit, and when you bite into it, it's like a candy grape sorbet. Like, too good. Like, my mouth is watering right now. But okay, we're going
to... Yeah, that's
the... Y'all did y'all thing, and I'll be tapping it every time y'all come to the city. Period. Okay, drink. We just going to go with Hold on, I lost my thing where I can see everything. Hold up. Where did it go?
Is it water?
Hold up. Because I lost. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry, y'all. Drink. We're going to go mushroom tea. We're going to go water with lemon, a little lime.
Okay. It's just got to be one drink.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that. What else? Book, drink, food, affirmation. Just keep being better.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep being better. And then song, the way I'm feeling right now, I'm going to just go Real Big by Nipsey and Marsha Ambrosia.
Yes. Love them. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
You and my business.
Okay, so the book for me of the month is, honestly, Work on My Own Book.
I heard that.
Hey.
Work
on that thing, you know. The drink, blueberry tea. I'm going to make an attempt of blueberry tea on Sunday. I'm going to make a picture of it and see how that goes. I got to give me some blueberries. But, yeah, blueberry lemon tea. I think that's going to be very interesting. Very good. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
I'm with that.
Food. I have been on that Yardbird Caesar salad since last Saturday. It's almost been a week. My goodness. So I'm just like kind of craving salads. I just want a good salad. Like not just a little basic leafy salad, a little cheese, and then the little dressing, croutons. And I need the flavors to flavor.
Okay, grill the lettuce.
So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's my food. My affirmation is grow and glow. That's been the thing here lately. A couple of quick takes and short videos on that. Grow and glow, grow and glow, grow and grow. Song, Slowly Surely by Jill Scott. And that's a song basically talking about the love, the type of love that you're outgrowing. Slowly, surely, undeserving, constantly hurting me love, just outgrowing toxic love, outgrowing things. Again, hits the theme of this podcast episode, shedding the layers of life. Outgrowing it, moving on. So yeah, and that's really it. As of yesterday, happy graduation to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I am officially graduated with my master's degree in mental clinical health counseling. And I start the PhD program in August, and we're just going to go up from here.
The price goes up. The price is up, honey.
Okay. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Hello.
And tomorrow's either. And speaking of the tomorrows, on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo. So, yeah. Enjoy. Be safe out there.
Be very safe, ladies and, and gentlemen. Yes.
And continue to shed those layers.
That's all and we grow. Can say. Continue grow to shed, and glow. Continue to be better and want to be better for you and yourself.
Yeah. So now we're at the end.
Mental health check.
Yep.
You know, I can just pop out with a 9. I mean, I grew 0.5 throughout this process.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I'm about a 9.5, 10.
Then the podcast will turn us up every time.
Period. It's always going to make that score grow. Period. So, yeah. Peace, love, and hair grease, good people. Win the day because the day is already won. Peace. You know what it takes to be great. Apply the pressure. They're going to start off by winning the day. Winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning a day, I'm winning a day.